Well, jelly desserts are popular with caterers for institutions like hospitals and lovers of Christmas trifle. And now medical science could be looking at a gelatinous future. Australian scientists have invented a new jelly-like material that has the best characteristics of human skin, ligaments, bones and muscles. When it's damaged, it can heal itself, just like your body does, and it's incredibly strong. The team says this new substance could be used to build new medical implants. David Sparks reports.
The jelly inside your trifle this Christmas might taste good, but it definitely can't do any of this.
So basically we can cut this material and stick it back together and regain its properties. And so essentially at the molecular level, these bonds are swapping around all the time.
It's not living tissue, is it?
No. So this is a synthetic material. So not dissimilar to something like a contact lens that you put on your eye.
Associate Professor Luke Connell is one of the scientists at the Australian National University who have invented a new jelly material that mimics old-fashioned human tissue, like skin, ligaments and bone. And it has the ability to repair itself when it's damaged, similar to how a wound in your skin would gradually heal.
So there is some precedent for self-healing materials around the globe, I guess. I think one of the key findings that we've had is that we can make it self-healing, but we can also make it super strong. And so usually those two properties counteract each other.
This jelly material is a hydrogel. That means it's a gel with a high water content. Associate Professor Connell says this combination of being self-healing and super strong could lead to the material being used in a new range of medical implants.
We think that this could be used in medical terms for replacements, for example, for like a cruciate ligament, for example, if somebody's done their knee. So potentially we could make materials that are strong enough to withstand forces of the knee. But also if it does break, that could actually heal itself over time as well.
Another area of huge potential is for the hydrogel to be used as skin, either permanent or temporary, like a Band-Aid. And then there's the ability to make an artificial muscle. By changing the temperature of the material, scientists can make it contract and expand. Professor Connell says the most likely use would be for building robots with special capabilities.
It adds some potentially cool applications to it. I think the most obvious one that we think about is search and rescue. So if we could put some sort of autonomous robot with a camera on it and make it swim into a spot which is not safe for a human to go into, then we could get the lay of the land of that safely.
The use of artificial implants in the human body is expanding fast. Associate Professor Payal Mukherjee from the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons says new technologies are opening up exciting possibilities.
The first type of things that are going to take off are the gels that enhances healing. Then there will be gels with stem cells that recreates the tissue. Then there will be more solid scaffolds that you 3D print, that you implant. So this is just a pathway of translation that we're seeing into more and more complex devices. So the fact that this is sort of getting closer and closer to becoming a living medical device is a really positive progress.
That's Associate Professor Payal Mukherjee from the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. That report was by David Sparks.